1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Bobby Dooley joins us. She is with a group called, I believe the organization is called Mothers for the Mentally Challenged, correct?
That is correct, Phil, yeah.
Tell me about what is happening tonight. The Golden State Warriors are having a game against the Houston Rockets that is concerning your group.
We are a group of mothers and concerned citizens who are asking the Golden State Warrior Basketball Organization and the National Basketball Association to not go forward with their plans this evening to have William Hung sing their national anthem at the Warrior-Rockets game tonight. We feel what the television show American Idol has done only perpetuates these stereotypes about the mentally retarded, and it does not dispel them.
All right, I am only peripherally involved in the story. Is William Hung the young man who was singing on American Idol?
That is correct, Phil.
He was the young guy that we see. He's Asian American, right?
That is correct. He is apparently a young, mentally challenged Asian boy. My understanding is he suffers from a mild Down syndrome, and apparently the people at Fox Television find it amusing to showcase this young man on American Idol. Additionally, I don't know if you're familiar with the show, but one of the judges on the show is a man named Simon Cowell.
Yes, I'm familiar with him.
Well, he is apparently a rather humorless man, a very critical man who seemingly gets his kicks watching young retarded boys mangle modern pop standards on television.
All right, to interrupt you a moment, Ms. Dooley, we're talking with Bobby Dooley of the organization Mothers for the Mentally Challenged. This young man, William Hung, wasn't chosen for the show. He didn't make the cut.
No, but because, as I say, Fox has tapped into this very sick and dark side of the American psyche. This dark side of the American psyche, whereby television viewers seem to think it's amusing and entertaining to watch a retarded man dance like a circus animal. You hope that we had gotten past this freak show mentality.
All right, so this kid, not chosen for the show, is still a big success. He's put out a CD. He's singing at the Warrior game tonight at the, what is it, halftime or something?
I'm not familiar of where it is.
And you are saying that this is manipulating and exploiting a mentally retarded man?
Yes. Our group, we're demanding the Golden State Warriors.
See, I'm not familiar with him. I didn't know that he was mentally retarded.
William Hung is, if you can see, obviously, that he is. He has some kind of a Down syndrome, I found out about it when the boys had the original American Idol on. You can tell, especially if you're a mother, that he is mentally challenged. There looks to be some fetal alcohol syndrome due to the enlarged forehead. You can tell there's some a mild Down syndrome of some kind due to the spacing of the eyes. And when the boy broke into song, I really thought I was going to cry that people find that so entertaining.
You detect, in other words, that he is somehow challenged. I haven't heard anything from the network, and I would think that Fox would want to play it up for public relations appeal.
No, I totally disagree.
Why?
I think the television network's staying away from it because if it becomes too much of a distraction, then people like myself and our organization wins, and they don't have their little retarded boy to play with.
All right, Bobby Dooley is on with us to say that William Hung, the young man who made some fame on an American Idol, and he's going to be singing tonight at a Golden State Warrior game, is mentally retarded. You say he has Down syndrome and fetal alcohol syndrome. I'm going to give our phone number out, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with us from Mothers for the Mentally Challenged. This kid's made a name for himself. People find him fun to look at.
Well, a lot of people who are very sick, the American people today have, obviously, when you look at the films that the American people watch, they have sunk to new lows. But I never thought I would see the day when the American people, mothers and fathers and children, would all sit down and amuse themselves watching a boy who's mentally retarded sing on TV as if he's some kind of a trained ape.
Are you a doctor, Ms. Dooley?
You know what, Phil? I'm a mother.
All right.
I've raised three boys, and somewhere out there is this young man's mother, and she's watching her son. And my boys walked in while I was reviewing a tape of William's performance. And I remember my son, Seth, said, "Mom, who's the spaz?" And I said, "You know what? It's a boy much less fortunate than you."
Your son said, "Who's the spaz?"
Yes. And I said to him, "He's a boy that is much less fortunate than you, and I'm going to try and help him." And, of course, kids don't know what you're talking about.
All right, Ms. Dooley, you made public portions of your letter to... Now, you addressed a letter to Ryan Seacrest.
Yes, he's the host of the show.
All right, it says in part that American Idol is in danger of becoming another Jerry Lewis telethon. What did you mean by that?
Because if American Idol continues to pander to the American people's ever lower tastes in bringing out this parade of twitching, spastic, lurching half-wits, they will become the Jerry Lewis telethon, and Ryan Seacrest can kiss his career goodbye. We are asking people to call the Golden State Warriors tonight and ask them not to continue to mock William Hung. Don't have him sing that song.
Do we have a copy of this? Mark Newman, my engineer, has a copy of William Hung singing, so people understand what he's talking about. It was always my understanding that he is a bad singer, not necessarily mentally retarded.
Well, Phil, you can tell, and it's a testament, really, to the stupidity of the American people that they can't even see this. Do you have the recording?
This is William Hung singing. Now, Mark, is this during his audition? This was during his audition for American Idol. Here he is.
Tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all the same. You lit it fierce and I'm taking away like a bomb. Yeah, baby. Oh. Talk to me.
You can hear
Tell
it.
Me your sign. Yeah. You're switching sides like a Gemini. You're playing games and now you're hitting my heart like a drum.
It's really...
Yeah, baby. She bangs! She bangs! Oh, baby. When she moves, she moves. I go crazy because she looks like a fly, but she stings like a bee, like every girl.
I get the idea. So,
And you know what I thought was so sad about that? The American people responded to that, "Oh, my God, isn't he funny? Let's see more of the retard. Let's see more of the spaz," as my son says. I think it is so sad. I think the American people have hit a real... I just think the American people have hit a new low in And there's a handful of courageous mothers, like myself, Janice Greeley, Becky Armstrong, and a few of the mothers here in our community who are saying enough is enough. And we're not going to allow this young retard, the mongoloid boy to be laughed at the way he is.
All right, I'm finding this story. What is that? Why are you taking a bath?
You know something, Phil? I'm sorry. I was having a bath, and I thought that the interview was an hour later, and please forgive me, but we have had a hectic day.
All right. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. I'm talking with Bobby Dooley from the Mothers for the Mentally Challenged. The Golden State Warriors tonight will have William Hung on as a singer. This is the young kid that perhaps you've seen the promos on TV. He's Asian-American. Pretty popular guy, but she's claiming that he is mentally retarded and mentally challenged, and that he is being mocked by Fox, that he has Down syndrome, that he has fetal alcohol syndrome, his eyes are too close together. I heard that this guy went to Berkeley.
Yeah, I heard that too.
I mean, I heard that he was a student at Berkeley, and he's not mentally challenged.
No, the rumor is that he goes to Berkeley, but if you look at him, you can tell that there's definite mental deficiency going on.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, the Phil Hendry Show. Bobby Dooley and other mothers like her are trying to get the Golden State Warriors to stop having William Hung perform at their game tonight, because having a young man who obviously suffers from fetal alcohol syndrome singing at your halftime show is just making a mockery of him. If you agree, I suppose you can find the Warriors' number in the phone book, but we will talk here on our program about it. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced. Phil Hendry Show is back 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Bobby Dooley of Concerned Mothers, or Mothers for the Mentally Challenged. Ms. Dooley claims that William Hung, who is a rather famous contestant on American Idol, that this young man is being exploited, that he is, in fact, mentally retarded, may even have fetal alcohol syndrome and Down syndrome, and that he's going to be singing tonight at a Golden State Warrior game, which I don't know what time is game time for the Warrior game, and she's asking the Warriors not to have this kid sing, but to have some sympathy. And I am shocked to hear that the kid may be retarded, because only because I heard he was a student at Berkeley.
Well, first of all, Phil, there is something called, and I don't know if you're familiar with this, the idiot savant. That is someone who is technically a retard but knows a lot about playing blackjack, for instance, or how to repair an air conditioning unit. And I suspect that that is the situation with William Hung. But to line up at your television sets to watch this young man lurch about the stage like some demented half-wit, I think is so sad, and we want this to stop.
Well, he's not on TV anymore, although he does have a CD out. Let's go to a phone call. I got Chi on the phone. Chi, I understand that you're a Berkeley student, sir?
Yes.
Yes, sir. Go right ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Yes. I'm not sure where the idea that William Hung is retarded is coming from, but I'm pretty sure that he's a Berkeley student.
Mm-hmm. How do you know that, Chi?
Because I go to Berkeley, and then I see him on campus pretty
often.
Okay,
you have seen him on campus?
Yes.
All right, and you go to, and your name Chi, I'm assuming, are you Chinese-American or Asian-American?
Yes.
All right, are you able, Chi, this is Bobby Dooley, by the way, as an Asian-American, do you feel you're able to objectively review his behavior? And what I mean by that is there may be certain behavior that the Asian-American, you know, that you people do, that...
Well, what does that mean, do you people do?
Well, what I'm trying to get at is this. Does he look as if he lurches or anything like that?
Yes, to some extent, yes.
Yes.
But I'm just saying that he is a Berkeley student.
Can I ask you, Chi, do you know, have you seen him wear a helmet?
No, never. I've never seen him wearing a helmet.
Okay.
He looks just like he's on TV.
Why do you say a helmet?
A lot of times people who are, you know, retards wear helmets when they're just walking, because just bumping into a door can, you know, mean the difference between life and death. You've never seen him lurch or twitch?
No. He just like a normal student. He does look a bit abnormal with, you know, pretty big head.
Okay, there you go. He does look abnormal. You heard him say a large head.
Yeah, but to jump into the conclusion to say that he's retarded
based
on the appearance, I think it's a bit unfair to him.
When I look at William Hung, all I think is the kid might have could have used some braces as a kid. But if he had, maybe just be a regular-looking guy. I don't know.
Phil, if you saw, and let me just go ahead. Chi, are you there? Listen to this.
Tell me your name. You blow me off.
Now, if you heard that coming up behind you, wouldn't you immediately put your hand in your pocket for a dollar bill?
Well, he's a bad singer. That's all he is.
Yeah.
That may be just. All right, Chi, thank you for your call.
Yeah.
I'll take another call. 1-800-449-8686. In other words, Bobby, there's a fine line here between saying a man is a bad singer and saying he's mentally retarded.
No, I don't think there is. I really don't. I think I know what a bad singer is. I'm a bad singer at times, but my husband's a bad singer. I actually sang in school. But, no, this kid, William Hung, he's real different. You look at him and you worry.
But again, you are not a doctor. I want to make that clear.
No, I am not a doctor, but I am a mother with three sons.
All right. 1-800-449-8686.
You can hear in the young man's voice, though, if I can interrupt, that he is retarded. He pauses in the wrong places. You know, he sings like, she bang bang, you know, his timing's off, that kind of thing.
All right, let me go to another phone call here. Adam, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello?
Adam, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Yeah, I agree with, what was his name, Chi, that just called?
Yes, sir.
Totally. Just because he's a bad singer, you know, it doesn't lend itself to assume that.
No, I know that, but do you see the behavior? First of all, he has an
I do.
An enlarged forehead.
Yeah. Have you ever been in a karaoke bar with a bunch of drunks?
Well, I'm assuming he was on American Idol, he wasn't drunk.
Well,
doesn't explain how far apart his eyes are, the largeness of his forehead.
Well, I mean, honestly, that offends me a little bit because I am Chinese also.
Well,
and
I think the Asian people are beautiful people. I think they're beautiful people.
Exactly, but, you know,
some of you have...
well, what does that mean, some of you?
No, I mean...
You know, as far as facial features and physical features,
Yes, go ahead.
As far as physical features and, you know, and facial features, we range just as much as say, Caucasians do, any other race for that fact.
What bothered me, and you say your name is Adam.
Yes.
And you're Chinese-American?
Yes.
That's interesting.
What's interesting about that?
Well, the last gentleman was named Chi, so I don't understand.
Doesn't make any difference. The cat's name is Chi, Adam, William Hung.
Well, my middle name is, my actual Chinese name is Chi Yuan, which is my middle name.
That's and like Richard Martin, Chi Yuan. As an Asian man, can you sing?
Okay, we're getting far afield. I want to ask, Bobby, you said that the William Hung was fetal alcohol syndrome, Down syndrome, mental retardation.
Well, he lurches and twitches about the stage in a very spastic way, that's all.
Well, that just means that he's not very adept physically,
and that's
right?
Right, he could be uncoordinated.
Well, I'm just trying to make
a point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, I have a lot of friends that are also Asian American.
Mm-hmm,
you know, some of them aren't necessarily of born in America.
Yes.
And they do have an accent, and it's so easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's not just with say Chinese people or just anybody that doesn't speak English very well, just to impose the idea that they might be mentally retarded or somewhat retarded.
You know, that is a good point, and I think what Adam's trying to say, Phil, is that it's easy to assume that Chinese who have newly arrived to this country are mentally retarded. And so you have to...
No, I don't think that's what he's saying. I think he's saying some people may perceive that to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I catch myself once in a while doing it myself, but, you really have to give it...
Acting retarded?
Give them the benefit. No, not acting retarded. Imagine that you...
Do you act retarded,
No, I don't.
Well, how do you know? See, that's the whole thing. You don't know. You could be... Hi, I'm Adam. Could I have a pack of Marlboro Lights? And somebody may be shaking their head going, oh, the poor boy. Does anyone in your family lurch?
Let the man finish what he's saying, please.
I mean, you need to put yourself in a situation if you were in another country and you weren't able to communicate how you would come off.
How would you sound? Exactly. Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Adam, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Herb, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi, I'm struck by the well-intentioned effort that this woman is making to perhaps spare the boy some embarrassment.
However, I think
that misses the point, which is that he has a chance to entertain, to get a sense of being related to through his talent, rather than be rejected and kept off stage because of what seems ugly to people. People need this kind of experience from that kind of person.
But do you think we should be laughing at the mentally retarded mongoloid? I don't think so.
Well, if they're applauding and if they're buying his records, there's a lot of people who are not booing or laughing.
Have you ever seen William Hung?
No.
Because I wanted you to comment on spatially, his eyes, are they far enough apart? But you haven't seen him.
No, I haven't seen him, but if
are
I
you familiar
was
with
seeing
eyes?
Him on stage and he sang and was making a good effort, I would give him great credit for going out there.
Thank you very much, Herb. 1-800-449-8686. Is William Hung, the Chinese kid from American Idol, mentally retarded, and are we making fun of him? 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'm talking with Bobby Dooley. She's with a group called Mothers for the Mentally Challenged, and she believes that William Hung, the famous Asian-American student on American Idol, is actually being exploited. She believes that he is actually mentally retarded, suffering from fetal alcohol syndrome and some level of Down syndrome. You're not a doctor, right?
No, Phil, but again, I'm a mother, and you really have to understand, I've got three sons. I have a husband that I love very much. I care for the well-being of my family. I will take the observations of a mother who is hands-on, caring for her family every day, over any doctor you want to talk about. That boy, as he dances and lurches about the stage, is, in my opinion, suffering from six or seven variations of mongoloidism and fetal alcohol syndrome. Now, we do have a recording that I did not want to play, but I think it illustrates perfectly how the mentally retarded can be exploited. This is a recording that we had received. He was asked to sing at an ice cream social for some senior citizens, and we love to honor our seniors, but how disgusting they can be when they let their prejudices, as old as they are, take over. You'll hear these seniors hooting and howling and laughing at him and throwing him quarters as he lurches about their day room singing.
Now, where was this recorded?
I'm not at liberty to say. It is at a senior center.
These are senior citizens that are laughing at him?
Laughing and clapping and pretending like they like it, while he scurries around on all fours, getting quarters and nickels and putting them in his pocket, like some poor street urchin.
All right, let's hear the recording.
By the law, let the rhythm take you over, by the law.
You can hear the elder. Listen to them clapping.
Is that a karaoke machine? I just want to know.
Yeah, he brought along a karaoke machine, and the elderly people are all clapping.
That's kind of disgusting, Mr. Henry.
All right, that's Mr. Dooley.
That's my husband. I'll do it, Steve. That's my husband, Steve, yeah. Go ahead, play more of it.
By the law, let the rhythm take you over, by the law. Te quiero, amo mío, by the law.
You can hear the there were some elderly people yipping, and you really want to cry. I don't know.
What was the song?
I don't know.
Sounds like a retard. Retards can't talk good.
I'll do it, Steve. I can't tell what the lyrics are. Vitamins? I don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Bobby Dooley about this kid, William Hung. Ashley, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show with Bobby Dooley.
Okay, I want to say two things.
Mm-hmm.
One,
mm-hmm.
The reason the older people mm-hmm. were clapping mm-hmm. is because he's a celebrity now. They were having a good time. He was enjoying himself. Number two, the reason the United States has clung on to him is because he's the underdog of American Idol. He's making himself of American Idol.
That's a good analysis, Ashley. Very good analysis.
Well, you're both missing the point.
No. And number one, another thing, you don't know that he's mentally retarded, so it's not fair for you to make that kind of assumption. He has the best attitude in the world, and that's why he's so popular right now.
Ashley, I think you want to believe that, and I'd like to believe that. But the fact is, he lurches about the stage, twitching as if a half-wit brought back from the dead. They're clapping because he's a retard.
No, they're not. How can you say that? You don't know that.
That's why people watch to see him.
I like Ashley's analysis that he's an underdog.
He's
the underdog, number one.
Let me finish. Mm-hmm. I'm hearing you.
He is an underdog in the contest. They show all the people that can't sing very well. America fell in love with him because when Paula Abdul asked him and said, "Did you really think that was good?" He said, "I tried the best that I can. I did everything that I could." He's the underdog. People love the underdog, and that's what is happening. He has a record contract.
My sister Donna was mentally retarded, and we used to get her up on stage at family nights.
Well, then that was
lurch about, and people would clap. Oh, that's a joke. you know, I think you're just trying to make yourself feel better for having a good time at the hands of the fetal alcohol syndrome mongoloid.
Another thing?
And my sister Donna, I remember my mother making Donna get up and dance, and everyone would howl at how ridiculous she looked in a bee costume.
Okay, I think that you're taking your own personal experiences
mm-hmm.
and you're putting it towards this. You
mm-hmm.
don't know that he has fetal alcohol syndrome.
Well,
you don't know that he's mentally retarded.
You don't know that he isn't. That's the whole point. And I'm a mother. I've raised three boys.
Okay.
Okay. And I think I know a little bit about it. So if you're saying that
the United States is making fun of him,
mm-hmm.
why do you keep calling him a retard? Why do you keep calling him a mongoloid
national
radio?
Well, at least I'm calling a spade a spade. Ashley, look at the distance between the eyes.
When I saw him, I thought it was funny because he obviously doesn't know he can sing.
So you laughed at him. You laughed at him. That's what I'm trying to say.
I laughed at him because it was funny.
Don't you feel horrible laughing at a man whose forehead is so large?
No, I was laughing at him because he couldn't sing and he couldn't dance.
He couldn't what?
He couldn't.
All right, let's listen to one more. Just go ahead and play.
My love,
do you think that's good, Ashley?
Let them take you over, my love.
No, I don't think that's
okay,
good.
Okay, so what in the living blazes are you possibly talking about?
What?
Ashley, you made a very good point when you made the underdog point. I think that's great.
I think that the United States, number one,
you better pray that one of your children doesn't become a retard. Because if they do, how are you going to feel if they sing like this guy?
Tell me your name. You blow me off like it's all...
Look at that. Blow me off.
If you heard me sing, I mean, I'm not the best singer in the world, but I don't even have half the guts that he did to get on American Idol.
Yeah, well, that's a very good point. Ashley, thank you for your call. And I think, what about that, just the underdog syndrome?
Oh, Phil, when has America loved an underdog? We mocked the man who is struggling. We make it even more difficult for him. We've never raised the underdog up in this society, and why should we? In this society, the strongest survive, and the weakest are shoveled into a box. Not put in a box, shoveled into a box. And underdogs don't ride in little buses. Pass me the conditioner.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here is Lisa. Go ahead.
You know, I think you keep claiming to be a mom. I'm a mom also, and as a mom,
mm-hmm.
I encourage my children that
mm-hmm.
they can do whatever they want,
mm-hmm.
that they should let nothing hold them back, and you seem so discouraging.
No, I'm trying to protect this boy.
You're telling this guy that he cannot do it
from being exploited by Americans. Who think
does
it's funny?
He look offended to you?
Who
he's
think
doing
it's...
something that makes him happy.
Lisa, you know, that's what they said about black people. Oh, they're happy picking cotton. And we found out they weren't. And by the way, Lisa, there was a thing called the Freak Show. I guess you would have been there with your dime to see the Elephant Lady. And probably someone would say to you, they're happy. They're doing their job. Well, Lisa,
I'm one woman. I wouldn't have.
And you know what? I'm coming up with all of these original thoughts while taking a bath. I'm destroying you, and I'm also washing my hair.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
I'm glad that you're washing your hair. I'm very proud of you. You can wash your hair.
I'm washing my hair and destroying you philosophically.
No, you're not.
Oh my God.
Because you don't know me.
I just smoke you.
I do not give my money and laugh at retarded people. I am related to, my nephew had retarded, retarded.
You
so
just,
you know what?
You don't even
know what you're talking about.
Would
you let me talk?
I
don't have the guts to get up on stage to do that. And you know what? If he's retarded, I think he has a great voice for being retarded.
I don't see
anything wrong with this. I think if
Lisa,
you know, I mean,
was
I think
wearing
that's
a
great
cape.
That they are letting him live out his dream because not everybody gets that opportunity.
Here's the thing that I think is so tragic. When he was singing this song, he was wearing a cape. Please listen.
My love.
The cape swinging back and forth.
He was wearing a cape.
That's what
he wanted to do, and he's happy doing it, or he wouldn't still be doing it.
So you like your retards and capes? Well,
if that's what he wants to wear, that's
why
great.
Do you
if
keep saying retard? I don't like that word anymore.
I don't
than
either.
You know,
Phil. I'm the one who's trying to protect this boy from winding
no,
up in Ripley's.
You're
believe it or not,
his dreams away.
Lisa, I bet when you go to San Francisco, you love that freak museum up there, don't you? Well, not
me. No.
Steve, where's that book? I want to quote this.
here it is here. This is from
Abnormal
Psychology. It says right here, only retarded people wear capes because they think they're Superman. Capes and
retarded people are not the only ones that wear capes. Have you seen the way people dress today? Hello?
Oh, my God.
There's freaking dressing people out there, and they're not retarded.
Capes and helmets? Yeah, thank you. I got you.
You know what?
All right.
Nobody wants to wear.
Yeah, nobody's
there's
getting
there's a lot of musicians that wear funky outfits and weird costumes.
All right, Lisa, good point. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. Teresa, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, did you say Teresa?
Yes, I did, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay, Bobby, state your name.
Yeah.
I want you to resist talking while I'm speaking.
I can't let untruths go by.
Phil, you got to shut her down sometime.
Ms. Dooley, I would ask you to just be quiet.
You can't tell me what to do.
Mrs. Dooley, you're not showing respect. No, you want some respect for your philosophy. Just hold off for a minute.
Go ahead.
I'm a mother also of three.
This I got to hear.
I can tell you're doing, now you explained the bath. I figured you were doing dishes. I'm always a multitasker, too. However, you are on national radio right now. I don't know
how
anybody...
No one can see me taking a bath. What an idiot.
Hold on.
All right, let's resist calling each other names, okay?
Well, she thinks people can see me taking a bath. You've really got to be
quiet.
You really have to have a problem.
All right, okay. Teresa, go ahead.
Bobby, I'm worried that you probably spoke over your children the whole time, too. And you call yourself a mother of, this group is mothers of. You didn't say which one of your kids was or not.
Mm-hmm.
Your sister is, I know. But as a mother...
I can't hear what she's saying.
Please stop talking, Bobby. How can you...
I'm not talking to you.
You need to be quiet and listen sometime.
Oh, Sig Heil.
All right. Let the lady talk.
I'm not talking to her. I'm asking my husband for something.
You're on the radio, though.
Go ahead, Teresa.
This terrifies me that William Hung could actually be hearing this in the radio right now. What? Are you listening, Bobby, or no?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Do you only speak and not listen? What if William Hung is hearing this right now? What if you're wrong?
Oh, I hope he is, because then he'll tell the Golden State Warriors to go park it up there. You know what?
But when I see the film, and I was surprised by it. We went, oh my gosh! But what I liked was that when they showed the stands of all the other Berkeley students. And let's remember that if he's at Berkeley, he's not stupid. Okay.
Turn on the heat lamp. I'm ready to get out.
Oh, jeez, Bobby. I bet you didn't go to Berkeley. Dummies don't get into Berkeley, okay?
You know, all you've been able to do is call me names. That's
Bobby,
how good you are. All you've been able to do is call me names.
What
you haven't made one point. You impugned my motherhood. You called me stupid. You know something, Teresa? You're not as smart as you think you are. All you know how to do is call people names, okay? No, you impugned me as a mother. You said I couldn't get into Berkeley because I'm not smart enough. Teresa, I'm here, and you feel guilty because you laugh at a retard. That's your problem, not mine.
Okay.
I'm trying to save him, okay?
Look, at Bobby, I'm asking you to please be quiet.
Okay, fine.
In fact, I'm going to put you on hold.
Thank you very much.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Even though it's very annoying. It terrifies me to think that he could be listening.
Teresa, can I ask you, I'm sorry, we're going to take a break, but when you come back, you're going to have a full 2 minutes to say what you want to say. We just have to take a quick break, all right?
Okay.
Hold the line. We're with Bobby Dooley. Our caller, Teresa, will be right back on the Phil Hendry Show. Are we clear? I want to get on the line with Ms. Dooley.
Yes.
Could you please allow the callers to say something?
Well, the woman that you have on right now is obviously has no point to make. She's very stupid. All she can do is make fun of me.
I can't get to the point.
And she's calling me names. And I have to.
What I'm trying to do is tell you to allow the woman to say what she wants to say is all okay.
And we also are having a meeting. Can I get a plug-in for that?
You can get a plug-in for the meeting. We've got about... I'm going to let the caller have 2 minutes.
Well, this woman is some kind of a... You talk about a retard. She sounds like an idiot. She thinks she's really something, but she
doesn't
at all. So what I'm going to try and do is, I'll let her say her stupid stuff. Do I have to listen to it?
It would be helpful to listen to all of the callers. What I'm trying to do is I'm going to plug the book. You have an appearance out in Walnut Creek, right?
Yes, and I'm hoping some people show up that are a little smarter than the lady I'm talking to right now, because she's, oh my God, what an idiot.
You know, Ms. Dooley, I've been doing this a long time, and what we need to do is have respect for everybody.
I agree. But the woman that's on right now, she's saying, Bobby, Bobby, Bobby. And then she starts to talk, and she's about as stupid as a bag full of hammers. So,
what I'm asking you to do is to be quiet when we come back on the air. Let me have the copy for AMCO. How much time? 20 seconds. About 20 seconds. Is the other lady there? Is Teresa there?
Yes.
Okay, Teresa, hold on. We'll be back.
Thanks.
All right, we're back on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686 with Teresa calling in. Bobby Dooley's with us. We just got a couple of minutes. Go ahead, Teresa.
I'm just afraid that she's offending a lot of people at the moment. No one can look at the television and diagnose somebody correctly. Even a doctor would not try that. I have not called her stupid. I said that obviously he's not stupid. If he's really a Berkeley student, he couldn't be stupid. And I never called her a name. And I did hear everything you said on hold, Mrs. Dooley.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Okay.
Excuse me. What did you say?
I heard the whole thing you said about me. But I have not called you a name, so I'm sorry if you feel offended.
I didn't say anything about it. What is she talking about?
Okay, you said the lady on the phone, blah, blah. The girl's up
okay,
in the stands.
The lady was should have been on. Teresa, you should have been on hold. I'm sorry you heard that.
Yeah.
I was trying to get my caller under control.
She is a liar. I never said anything of the sort.
Okay.
I'm calling you a liar.
But the girl's. Okay, let me talk real quick.
Okay.
The girl's up in the stands.
Everyone listening knows I didn't do that.
Excuse me. The girl's up in the stands.
You know what? The Jerry Lewis telethon's coming up. Better get a bowl of popcorn ready for it.
This is not how people behave on talk shows.
Teresa, Jerry Lewis is on once a year. He's got all the cripples you want to see. Why can't we let one have a life?
All right,
no,
will you come on?
No mother of a retarded person calls
them. I think that you are, just
play
on everything.
Phil, can you
turn
it off?
Said to all of these
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Stepping over the line, naked. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Ms. Dooley, I'm simply saying your intemperate and insensitive remarks could make that young man William Hung feel very, very bad.
You know what, Phil? I'm tired of your judgment. I'm done with this phone call. Steve, hand me the hair dryer. I want to dry my hair.
Ms. Dooley, don't put a hair dryer in the bathtub. Don't you? Okay, I'm sorry. I don't, you may want to call the home, Janice. Is she okay? Wow, that sucks. Electrocuted the bathtub, man. Hey, by the way, William Hung's new album. Hey, by the way, fans, William Hung, whose spirited version of Ricky Martin's She Bangs got him booted from open auditions, will release his debut album next week. He's releasing a debut album, folks. And for those of you who really believe it's about America supporting an underdog, who's going to buy this album and do anything other than laugh? Now, come on, people. There's not an ounce of bullcrap that flies in America that gets past this show. In fact, we're going to start calling ourselves America. Doesn't that John say that? America's bullcrap detector. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is brought to you by your participating local Nissan dealers.
1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show.
My thoughts tonight go with the United States Marines in Iraq. I don't know. It's just something that I feel like I need to say. I know there are many Americans who don't care whether those guys live or die. There's plenty of people around the world that don't care whether those guys live or die. I happen to hope that they kill tons of Iraqis and very quickly set to bringing about order in that country, which is going to come sooner or later. There were 12 Marines killed in battles yesterday. And what they're trying to do is they are trying to bring under control a couple of things. One is an uprising in Fallujah, which is a bastion of what I'm told is a stronghold of the Shiite Muslim population in Iraq, whatever that is. Apparently, Shiite Muslims believe in just picking up guns and killing anybody that doesn't agree with them, because they do that a lot in Iran and other places where they live, and in some places where they have power. They also are a group of people who are hell-bent on not bringing any kind of a secular democracy to that country. They want a religious theocracy. The religious theocracy of traditional Islam as it is practiced in that part of the world, is one in which women are put in bags, they're stoned to death, they are committed to forced marriages. Today, if you read an article, it was in Vanity Fair this month, today in France, the Muslims that live in France, many of them traditional or fundamentalist, the women live in basic captivity. They are, one woman described it as nothing more than forced rape. They are forced into marriages that they don't want, forced to wear headscarves that they really don't want to wear. Because they're in France, a relatively modern country, where they see other women walking around not having to wear these things. And so they'd like not to. They're brutalized by their men. This is the kind of world that these Shiites and other fundamentalist kind of Muslims want to bring about in the Middle East. Now, a few years ago, we were hearing Mavis Leno and a few other very bright and courageous women talk about the Taliban, and we sort of paid it a little bit of mind, not much. After 9/11, of course, we gave the Taliban a whole lot of thought, and we recognized a lot of things that were wrong with that part of the world. And I'm often hearing women say, we stand up for the rights of women around the world, in Africa, where there is a certain kind of ritual mutilation of the genitals that goes on. Women have spoken out against that. In other parts of the world where women are into, you know, put into indentured servitude or slavery of some kind. But in the Middle East, for some reason, the women of America and the women of the world are silent. They just, it's just nothing that interests them. It's not anything that really interests them. The people that are doing the fighting for those women and their freedom are men and women who are in the United States Marines, the United States Army, the Armed Forces of the United States. The United States. The greatest, really, just about the most disgusting example of the moral hypocrisy of this world today, and I'm going to say it again, is that you won't talk to anybody without them saying in a very perfunctory manner, oh, and we're really glad Saddam Hussein's gone. Yeah. But they won't lift a finger to help us in Iraq. They won't lift a finger to, they won't even raise their voice 2 decibels to say, well, what you guys are doing over there is actually pretty noble. Because the guy was a real, I mean, a real walking butt log, that guy, that Saddam Hussein, man. The sooner that guy got out of there, the better. But you know what? What you guys are doing, the way you're going about it is all wrong. The guy's out of there, okay? So let's just say that a good thing was done. But nobody wants to do that, man. Not if you twisted their arm. No, they would just rather sit back and watch Americans get killed over there because it strengthens their position. It makes them feel morally superior, and it makes them feel better about being against the war in Iraq in the first place, even though they're glad Saddam Hussein is gone. See, I'm going to tag that on to every single solitary comment I make from now on, because you know what? People that were against this war from the outset, they had to have that shoved in their face. Oh, so you're glad Saddam's gone, huh? Well, yeah, but not at the, yeah, sure. Always ready to take a little bit of the glory, the American people and the rest of the world. Always ready to just get maybe snag a little tiny bit of the glory. Yeah, we got Saddam out of there, we. But Bush, yeah, and then it's all of a sudden him. He ain't doing it right. Today, Jacques Chirac of France. One of the most unbelievable human beings to ever walk out of the womb, said, quote, we must do everything possible to make sure June 30th, which is the handover of the government to the Iraqi people, is a success. What's this we stuff, man? What are you doing? What's he doing to make it a success? Hans Blix, who is a weapons inspector. Now he wants to distance himself from the concept that it's a good thing Saddam's gone, because he realizes if you do that and you're against the U.S. action in Iraq, you're a moral hypocrite. Which makes just about everybody in the anti-war movement in the United States exactly that. But Hans Blix today realized that, you know, he didn't want to get caught in that vice. So he said, the cost of war has now outweighed the benefits of taking Saddam Hussein out. Meaning, you know what, put him back in and it'll be better. Because what's going on right now, it's not worth it. Put Saddam back in there. Al-Qaeda has, in memorandum, expressed the desire to continue factional fighting in Iraq because it will make it difficult to hand over power on June the 30th, and it will get the Americans stuck in a quagmire that they will never extricate themselves from. This is entirely a battle plan concocted by Al-Qaeda. So they want this factional fighting, and they're getting it. They have the Shiite Muslims, who are a strange criminal breed. I see nothing redeeming about these people. Do you understand that they were the Shiite Muslims? They were subjugated under Saddam Hussein. They were completely censored under him. Do you know that even their religious ceremonies were outlawed? You understand this, right? The Americans come in and loosen the bone on top of their head, as it were. Now they're allowed to practice their religion. And what is this? The thanks they give us. They're murdering our soldiers. Can you believe people with that kind of unmitigated gall? Has it ever in your life come across your path anybody with that kind of unmitigated gall? Today they are a free people, free to practice whatever religion they got. I don't know what it's called. I mean, it's apparently has something to do with guns. The very army, the very armed force that freed them is now being attacked. So that's where we are today. And you want to know something? I'll tell you something. It might make a few of you guys very happy. John Kerry's going to win the election in November. John Kerry will win the presidency in November 2004. He will gain a consensus among the international community because he's going to promise construction contracts to all those people that Bush cut out. He's going to let the frogs in on the action. He's going to let the Krautenheimers in on the action. He's going to let the Ruskies in. He'll let in any and all. That's John Kerry. Even though he wants to put all those trade quotas on. Well, it'll be interesting to see how he does all of this. He's going to go to the UN. He's going to promise all kinds of things to them. All of that isolationism that he was talking about, that trade barrier thing he's talking about, that'll go right out the window. That'll be the first thing that'll be the first promise he breaks. But don't worry about it. He'll get elected. He'll go to the UN. He'll get a consensus. And perhaps with some luck and some smarts, we will extricate ourselves from Iraq and it will become a country that is rooted in a democratic tradition and can, you know, continue to grow from there. But don't ever, ever make the mistake of thinking that it was anybody other than a guy by the name of George Bush that gave him the chance. Because if you do, then you just don't understand what's going on. You just don't understand the modern world, the world of the modern history that we are witness to. George Bush gave him that opportunity because George Bush pulled the trigger on it. And John Kerry, believe me when I tell you this, wouldn't have had the guts. Notice I didn't say intelligence because he's got lots of intelligence. George Bush does too. What Iraq represents is the guts to pull the trigger on a historic moment that had to occur sooner or later. And John Kerry would not have had the guts to do it. He's probably smart enough to keep himself out of the, out of the dung, but he ain't got the guts to pull the trigger on something like that. In fact, there was no other world leader in America no other world leader in the world that was willing to do it. It was Bush that gave him the opportunity. And in the coming century, when Iraq finally does build itself a democracy, if they don't have Bush's face in every classroom, on every dollar bill, or whatever the hell passes for currency over there, man, then, you know, all is lost. So Kerry will win. And as far as the body count goes that everybody is relishing keeping track of, you know, the 600 and some odd Marines and soldiers and Army that have died in the last year, I don't personally keep body count numbers. I don't know how anybody gets their kicks doing that. But frankly, compared to Vietnam, it's pretty low. And guess what? Soldiers die. So this baby boomer generation that has taken control of America, much to America's chagrin, this group of touchy-feely, politically correct individuals who have shut down free speech, who've shut down freedom of action, who have, not the government, I'm talking about the mothers' groups and the fathers' groups and the parental groups and all the groups, the religious groups that have turned this country into a country of fear these days, all of you individuals combined. And I'm talking about you individuals out there that monitor the speech of other people. You wouldn't have the guts to muster up a fart in a bathtub when it comes to something real. But all of the touchy-feely people out there, you know, you're going to have your day. All right, our email address is phs@philhenryshow.com. If it sounds like I'm just sort of slightly perturbed, yeah, I'm slightly perturbed. I don't like seeing our soldiers being killed, especially by individuals who they freed 1 year ago. What kind of hypocrites are these? And who are these Americans that say, I really dig the fact that Saddam's out of there, but the way we went about it is all wrong. Who are these nincompoops? All right, so Jacques Chirac says everything's worsening over there, so he's all full of good news. Hans Blix, he's all full of good news, man. And what else is happening? Well, like I said, rest assured, Kerry will get elected because the way the American people are, they haven't got the American people couldn't stick to a task if there was a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, man. Not this generation. This generation of Americans has got all the moxie and all the ability to stick with one thing for longer than 45 seconds. We have the attention span of 3-year-olds. And things didn't get done fast enough, so we got to get out of there, baby, while the getting's good. And things aren't clean enough, so we got to get out of there. And things aren't no fuss, no muss enough, huh? I hope in the lives of every single one of us, things get real dirty. Just so we can learn something, anything, about how to live in this world. All right, 1-800-449-8686. phs@philhenryshow.com is our email address. We'll be right back.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. Bill Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't forget our email address, phs@philhenryshow.com, and also our website, www.philhenryshow.com. And get a load of this. There's some Canadian that's suing America because he can't get into the country. Oh, I love that. It's an Amish guy from Canada, and he's suing America because we won't let him in. Anybody can sue us now, anybody, for any stupid reason. This guy is some old Amish cat. I guess I better watch what I say about him. God forbid that, you know, the Amish get upset. It's a sect that takes literally the Bible's prohibition against graven images. The man's wife, she's also Amish, she's an American. Fact of the matter is, the guy hasn't got a visa that's valid, okay? He just don't have a visa that's valid. So dig this. He don't get to come in the country. Well, he's going to turn around and he's going to sue us. Somewhere along the line, one of these days, Americans are going to get angry about this. I don't know when. It may not be us. It may be our kids. But some generation of Americans are going to start to get angry. I'm not talking about isolationism. I'm not talking about being xenophobic. I'm talking about sensibility. I'm talking about being sensible. You don't let people into the country illegally. And they don't get to sue you. If they don't get in, they just don't get in. And it's too bad that they can't come in. And it's kind of a drag that America's more fun than Canada. We understand all of these things, but guess what? You still don't get to get in when you want to come in. You're just going to have to wait. Maybe you'll never get in. There's no constitution up in Canada that guarantees you the right to come into America. There's nothing in the Constitution of the United States that guarantees anybody from another country can just come waltzing on in anytime they want to. And there sure as hell isn't any reason why we should let somebody in if it is against our own laws, our laws. They may be flawed, they may be lousy, but they're ours. In January, after the family visited Canada to see the man's sick father, the man was stopped at the border and told he could not return because he didn't have a photo ID. Now, the Amish are not allowed to take pictures of themselves. That's fine. That's fine. But he says that the United States, in forcing him to have a picture of himself to get into the United States, is violating his rights. What rights? You're not an American. You understand what I'm talking about here, ladies and gentlemen? That somewhere, somehow, somebody's got to get control? Because, you know, who's ever in charge, man, you ain't doing a job. I don't know, you know. Well, Phil, doesn't a man have the constitutional rights not to have his picture taken? If he's an American, he doesn't have to have his picture taken, I suppose. That's correct. But then you don't get a passport, and you don't get a driver's license. You understand? Well, I have a constitutional right to a driver's license. No, you don't. No, it's a privilege to have a driver's license as it is a passport. You don't get to just have that stuff. This is where the separation of church and state comes in, folks. You can have any religion you want. You can be anything you want. You can be all you can be. Doesn't mean you get anything you want. For instance, you do not have the right to endanger the life of your child. So you may be, what is this religion where you don't get a blood transfusion? Yasser's Witnesses or some jazz like that?
Jehovah's
Witness, okay? Good. You don't have to have a blood transfusion. You don't have to do anything. But you will not endanger the life of that child. I don't care if it is your, quote, child, your property. The government at that point takes that child from you and does what it can to provide for that child's well-being. Just because your religion says that you don't believe in getting blood drug transplants. See, I'm thinking, and I've got a real need tonight. I'm kidding. Blood transplants doesn't mean that you are allowed, constitutionally or otherwise, to deprive your child of that. So the government steps in, takes your kid away, gives the kid a blood transplant, and the kid lives and you die. That's fine. You do whatever you want to do. You're not going to kill a kid. You understand? You see, this is how I view my country and its laws. Number two, you don't believe in taking pictures? You don't think you should have your picture taken without your head shawl or your head scarf or whatever? That's fine. You don't have to. But you don't get a driver's license. You don't get a passport. You don't get these other things. You don't get certain things that the rest of us deem as necessary, because not all of us are Jehovah's or Muslims or anything else. And that's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about, you know, the separation of church and state, for starters. And on to the other topic of, like, immigration. Like, you got a right to come into America because you still have a right. Well, no, you don't have a right. Now, like I said, right now, we got a generation of Americans that the baby boomers have butchered this thing. Just butchered it. I'm speaking of my own generation. The most humorless generation of individuals to come along in the history of man on this planet, the baby boomers, me and mine. We came of age in the 60s. We had people like Lenny Bruce and the Credibility Gap. You would have thought we'd learn a sense of humor. Nope, no, we haven't got any sense of humor. You can't laugh at anything. You can't even chuckle at anything anymore. We are living in an ever-increasingly repressive age. I'm not talking about the FCC necessarily, folks. I'm talking about people that live right next door to you. It's getting worse, baby, before it gets better. I'll be back with more good news. The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On our program yesterday, Doug Danger, who is a entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier, a gay man and a gay journalist, but he was straight at one time. That's how he knows, because he was married. And he knows that women, as long as you take care of them financially, they don't need romance, they don't need sex. In fact, Doug was very sexually attracted to his wife. He just didn't have any time for her. And that's why he'd tell her, look, you know, when she wanted to get romantic, he'd say, get your hands off of me and get out of here. But it doesn't matter what you say to her, so long as you get her stuff.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy gold.
I just want to make a comment about the gay journalist who keeps talking about how to women.
Yes, ma'am. I'm Doug Danger.
He has no clue what he's talking about. Material things are not as important to women as affection, as paying attention to them. My husband gets up and makes my coffee every single day.
All right,
my husband irons my clothes for me. My husband helps me clean the house. Those are the things that are important. And sex is important, too. And don't get me wrong, it's fabulous. But that's not the only thing in our marriage.
Well,
and
Linda, Linda, I got a question for you, okay?
Okay.
Would your husband trust you if you had another guy friend?
I have several guy friends, and my husband...
Okay, that's great. And can you go away for, like, a weekend with one of them?
I wouldn't do that because I wouldn't want him to go away with another woman.
Okay, see, there's a big red flag there. That's a big red flag. You ought to be able to go away for, say, a week and a half to Europe with another guy if you want. And your
Why do I want to do that, though? I have everything I need at home.
Maybe he's working. Maybe he's busy, but you can go to Spain or something, and this other guy can go with you.
Well, why would she go with another guy? Why not go with a girlfriend?
Why not go with a male friend? What's wrong with that?
I go with girlfriends wherever I want to, whenever I want to, but my husband is my best friend. So if I want to go anywhere, I go with him.
Linda, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, but I used to be straight.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay, when I was straight, my wife could have any friend she wanted, go anywhere with him that she wanted to. My wife went to Mexico for a week and a half with a coworker of hers, a male friend.
That's beautiful, but if you think she wasn't screwing with one of them, and you're gay,
see?
I know better.
No, I was straight then.
Well,
I'm gay now, but
apparently a problem because you're gay
now. What? I'm gay now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know enough gay men to know that, and growing up with several gay men, I know that they were not straight at any point.
I can tell you, at one time in my life I was married. And you just told me your husband's not a strong man because you won't go away for a weekend with one of your male friends. If you can go away for it.
My husband is a very strong and very secure man. He's a good man. But why would I want to leave him to go away with another man?
I think you need to test the strength of your marriage by going away for a week with another man to Hawaii. And then and only then are you going to find out how strong your husband is.
There is no man that I would want to spend a week with.
Well,
there's no man. I have gay friends.
So are you saying that Linda's marriage just isn't what she thinks it is because she doesn't have any male friends she can go to Hawaii for a week with?
I'm saying that she's afraid to do that because her husband may take is your husband a violent man?
I'm sorry, is he a
man? Is your husband a violent man? Would he harm any male friend of yours?
No.
There's something wrong there. I'm gay. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I just think that, you know, I'm hearing some wind whistling through the reeds, as we like to say down south.
Bill Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
There's Doug. He's gay, but he was straight. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Coming up, a visit from Vernon Dozier. Just a very brief one. We also have a Life Imitates Phil we're going to be doing here. Another example of how life has imitated something on this show. Chris, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Hi.
You know, those 600 guys, you know, men and women in Iraq that are dead, what do you think about that? They have their sons and daughters and...
The soldiers, it's too bad, but I don't know of any army that tells its guys they're all going to live through a war or a battle. Do you?
But
Do you know of any army that takes enlisted men and says, you know what, you're all going to be alive in 4 years?
No, but those people over there, they don't even like us. They hate us. What, they don't want us there. What are we doing there?
No, wait a minute. There's factional fight. Were you talking about the majority of Iraqis?
Absolutely.
Oh, well, your information you're getting from where?
Look at them on TV.
Well, you know what, Chris? I don't know about you, man. I don't believe that just because I see a crowd of people pumping their fists in the air, that's the majority of the people in a country.
Well,
do you? I bet you do, don't you?
Yeah.
You watch a lot of TV?
What's that?
You watch a lot of TV, huh?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good for you, man.
Well, look, Phil, those people are dying over there.
Yeah, that's right. They're dying. And one of the reasons why they're dying is we've got no support from the international community at all. We got a lot of weak-backed Americans like you who the first time something bad happens, you want to turn tail and run.
I'm to the right of Archie Bunker, Phil, compared to you.
To the right? Whatever. Who is Archie Bunker?
Huh?
Who's Archie Bunker?
Don't you remember All the Family? I'm to the
you
right.
Know what, man?
I'm
yeah, you go right. You're to the right. You know what? Why don't you turn the TV dial to the right, man? That's you're referencing all these TV shows. I think that's, like I said, that's good for you.
No.
I'm talking about the real world here now. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, the real world.
No, I don't like guys dying. I understand people die. I'm going to die. You're going to die. And I don't like to see our soldiers die. I certainly don't like to see them die at the hands of individuals who a year ago they freed, the Shiite Muslims. But you want to know something? Not everything is a McDonald's minute, baby. Not everything is ready and hot and waiting for you.
Those people hate us over there.
Chris, like I said, if you're getting all your information from television, I don't know what to tell you. The majority of the Iraqis are assisting us in building power stations, schools, roads, etc. They are assisting us in developing a constitution. Chris turns on his TV, sees three guys pumping their fists in the air. You think it's the majority of the Iraqi people.
Absolutely.
What do you want me to say to a guy like you, okay? Watch more television. 1-800-449-8686. I take very few calls anymore. I've been in talk radio 13 years. I don't know about the rest of the world. They can do whatever they want. I take very few calls anymore, and there's a reason for that. I make more sense than anybody that calls. I have a better grasp of history. I got a better grasp of current events. I'm basically smarter than anybody's going to call this show. Now, does that sound egotistical? I don't mean it that way, but really, the gene pool we're pulling from for talk show calls these days is so utterly bankrupt, so empty, and so repetitive and redundant with the same silly comments that you want to just, when I leave here, I just cry all the way home. As I'm gripping the wheel of my car, I'm going, I look like Dick Shawn and it's a mad, 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 mad world. I'm coming to get you, mama. Same old stuff over it. It doesn't matter how often you talk about it. It doesn't matter how carefully you explain it. I could get on here and I could do 2 hours worth of just dissecting the world and explaining it to the very best of my ability, and I hear the exact same stupid, redundant comments. Gay people weren't born that way. They chose to be gay. Doesn't matter whether you prove to them, or at least cite evidence that to the contrary, an ever-increasing majority of opinion on it. Doesn't matter. Those people over there hate us. Just look at them on TV. It doesn't matter if you talk to them about the majority of people, especially in the south of Iraq, who are glad we're there. You know, I'm glad Saddam Hussein's gone, but the way we went about it is bad. Okay, well, all right, then did you hear what I just said? You're glad that Saddam Hussein's gone, so that means you should be glad. Yeah, but I'm not happy that... What? What are you unhappy about, man? That it's tough going? That it's tough sledding? Do I have to remind my fine-feathered listeners out there, 3,000 Americans died in the World Trade Center, and if you don't think there's a connection between what happened in New York and the state of events in the Middle East, then you don't understand that for the last 50 years we have been fighting terrorism from a variety of organizations, from a variety of venues, in a variety of ways. We've always fought them on our turf. It's always been, when I say our, I mean the European turf. Americans have been pretty much immune to this until September the 11th. Our response was typically American. Why am I supposed to sit here and wait for them to hit me again? Why don't I go and find them where they make their plans and we'll begin to destabilize them in their nest, all right? Yeah, they're angry. Yeah, they hate us. You want to know why they hate us? Because we're screwing up their plan for the world, man. They can't go into an airport anymore and machine gun people. It's getting a little bit tougher. Did they hit Spain? You bet they hit Spain. Sure, they didn't hit us, did they? They've been hitting Spain, and they've been hitting Rome, and they've been hitting Germany, and they've been hitting Greece, and they've been hitting Istanbul, and they've been hitting North Africa, and they've been hitting France for 60 years. 60 years! What happened in Spain isn't just a brand spanking new event. They have, the art of terror has been practiced in Europe. Does anybody remember Munich, 1972? Anybody, does that ring a bell with anybody? How about Lockerbie? Ring a bell? Frankfurt. Rome. Athens. The Achille Lauro. Is all of this stuff suddenly, it completely just fleeing the memory because it's not convenient to remember those things? Because if you remember those things, then the war in Iraq begins to make a little bit more sense. Is that what's going on out there? Well, I suggest that you guys take the blinders off or take the plug out or whatever the problem is you've got and start looking the world straight in the face. They've been murdering Americans and Europeans and innocent people of every nationality for decades. And let me tell you one more thing. If you think it's about oil and the Arab people protecting their natural resources, they've been dreaming of a return to an Islamic fundamentalist state since World War I, since long before oil was discovered in Saudi Arabia. Even Al-Qaeda in their writings say we want to return to the Islamic caliphate that Turkey was once the center of. Back at the early part of the century, the Ottoman Empire. They want to go back to a time when Muslims ruled the roost. Got nothing to do with oil. Nothing to do with oil. That's a convenient argument that they're able to use for the moment. And the Jews are a convenient argument. If you really want to get down to it, Israel is just a way of marshaling the hatred of a lot of poor people. And why are they poor? Because they've been robbed blind by their leaders. Not America, not even Britain. Not Europe, no. Robbed blind by the thieves that run their countries. And Hussein was right at the head of the pack. Next up, that pack of towel wrappers there in Iran. And then after them ought to come Saudi Arabia. Then after them ought to come Syria. And then maybe Mubarak. And then if he's still left standing with a big smile on his face and that Western wife of his with all of her Nine West shoes or whatever the heck she's wearing. Yeah, Jordan. You got a pretty hot wife there, King, but I don't know if that's going to save you. Because every one of those countries I mentioned, folks, every single one of the countries that I just mentioned give diplomatic, some level of diplomatic recognition to terror organizations, terrorists. I mentioned Robert Stethem, the Navy sailor who was beaten to death on a plane back in 1985 because he puts the human face on terror as it is struck home more than anybody else. An American sailor returning home beaten to death by a gang of scum. Terrorists who claim they care about the Palestinian people. The biggest lie that's ever been told. The biggest lie that's ever been told. That part of the world is a part of the world that is filled with nothing but unreasonableness. There is a lack of reason over there. There's only one way to deal with people who lack reason, and it's the way we're dealing with them right now, violently. That's exactly how they would like to be dealt with. That's how they're dealing with us. But you talk to the average American today about Munich or about the World Trade Center or about the Achilles Laurel, anything, and they stare at you like. It's not like somebody just sucked the brains right out of their ears. This is a generation of Americans that is caught in some kind of a warp. It's the need to move forward with their wonderful lives and the plans they've made and the reality of the world around them kind of intercepting those plans, and they don't know what to do about it. They're frozen and they're locked in time. They will listen to anybody that promises them the good old days of September the 10th. John Kerry, Ralph Nader, whoever it's going to be, man. The American people will listen to anybody that will promise them the good old days of September the 10th because they can't believe what's happening to their world. The future has arrived, and I guess this is a generation of Americans that isn't ready for it. We're still figuring out what happened to NASDAQ, baby. We're trying to get the good cheese back on NASDAQ. We're still trying to make all that dot-com money back. It ain't coming back. New economy, new world. You better believe the world changed in 9/11. I hear people making jokes about that. Yeah, laugh all you want, baby. It did change. Has anybody got change for a dollar? Speaking of change, because I'm going to get myself a Diet Coke, and then I'll be right back on the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Go to my phone call, 1-800-449-8686. Coming up next hour, Quad Kid meets Kobe, and we got Eddie Van Halen paying us a visit. Eddie is going to comment on a rumor that Sammy Hagar was abducted by aliens. Seriously, that's what we're going to talk about. Vernon, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. How are you?
Good.
Yes, sir. I spoke with your screener about... I wanted to tell you.
She said you had Chris said, actually, you had a story. There was a tragedy in your family?
Yes, sir, there was. And we had a tragedy in our family tonight. My mother's aunts passed on last weekend. And,
Wasn't that the tragedy? Or are you talking about tonight?
No, that was sad, but what happened tonight... I guess you could say.
It sounds like it's tough to talk about.
It really is.
Well, if you don't want to.
No.
Chris said it was something about a tragedy in your family.
My mother's aunt passed on last weekend, and they informed us of the will. She was worth, at the time of her death, $26 million.
Your mom's aunt?
Yes, sir. And I found out tonight that she's giving all of it
I'm gonna take a guess. She's not giving it to you?
No, she's not. I found out tonight that she's given it all to the Catholic Church.
Were you expecting to inherit some?
Yeah. Yes, I was. Well, I'll tell you, that hurts. You see, what hurts, Phil, is it isn't so much that I hate her now. God, I hate her.
You thought you'd get, you hate your aunt?
Yeah, I do. I never thought I'd say it, but I hate her living guts.
But, sir, she has passed on. She's made the decision to give her money to the Catholic Church. What is it?
It's a diocese in Indiana or something. Big deal. So that old piece of garbage, she gave the Catholic Church more money like they don't have enough. And I thought for sure that I was going to get cut in.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. So I guess I'm calling to say if you got some old person in your family who's loaded, they won't be leaving it to you. That's for sure.
Wow. I'm sorry, man. A cat's aunt dies, $26 million, and she's giving it all to the church. 1-800-449. What's that? He says it. He used to work in construction, and it feels like he sat on a nail gun. Wow. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. You can all go straight to the nether reaches. Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
This hour, a mailbag. We are also going to have a conversation with Eddie Van Halen. Yeah, as you know, Eddie is a terrific guy, but he lost half of his tongue from tongue cancer because he smoked a lot of cigs, so he might be a little tough to hear. But we're going to get Eddie's feedback on Sammy Hagar claiming he was abducted by spacemen back in 1968 out in the desert. You think I'm kidding? Stick around. By the way, just a few news notes, if you want to know just how bright we're getting. When was the first real discussion about practicing safe sex? What, the mid-80s, would you say? About the mid-80s, I'd say. You see, if you talk about the American people and only half of us voted for George Bush and only half of us, it's really not a majority or a mandate, just keep this in mind. Half of us still don't practice safe sex. Half of the American people are still so dumb that they don't use any protection whatsoever. Now, that can only be described as dumb. It also validates an opinion that I've had for a long time, which is sex is something people are willing to die for. They'll do anything for it. Anything. Recognize, of course, that internet porn is at an all-time record-breaking high in terms of revenue, as are adult films. Even now, we are willing to risk hepatitis, every kind of STD, including AIDS, and every other creeping crud, every other flesh-eating disease, just so we can have sex. And sex with somebody who isn't even that good-looking. Sex with someone we don't even know. Half, ladies and gentlemen. Where are you getting your information, Phil? Well, it says right here, the American Social Health Association and a former assistant U.S. Surgeon General. The survey questioned 1,155 people. That's right, half of the American people. One more thing. Oh, this is marvelous. The Marijuana Policy Project said Tuesday that a group of celebrities led by actress Michelle Phillips had joined an effort to expand its influence. We're still trying to get dope legalized. And Michelle Phillips, one of the all-time stars in the firmament of television and radio and everything else. Who? Oh, she was in the Mamas and the Peepees? She was that good-looking blonde. She wants to get dope legalized. Look, baby, there ain't anybody I know that still uses that stuff that has got a hard time getting it, okay? So what exactly are you talking about? Honest to goodness, I don't want to And I'm not trying to influence young people to use drugs, but the fact of the matter remains, and any young person with an internet access, which is like everybody, knows that about 30 to 40 million Americans smoke marijuana, and the point is this. You smoke it, you buy it from someone somehow. I think the only people that are behind the marijuana legalization initiatives are the ones dumb enough to get arrested. I think all of these clowns have been popped at one time or another for possession. What are you, stupid or something? What are you talking about, Phil? I'm saying you got to be pretty stupid to get busted for smoking weed. And I'm also saying that you have to be pretty dumb not to know where to buy it or to grow it or anything else. In other words, it's just, this is an impossible, and this whole argument about, you know, medical marijuana, who are you cats kidding, man? You can stand outside that medical marijuana store up there in Oakland watching guys walking out of there with 16 shopping bags full, okay? And these guys got shades on, and they're hopping into Lamborghinis. Yeah, what disease have you got, man, other than the fact that you can't get enough dope? Plant a freaking seed and grow a plant out back and shut up, will you? We need to legalize pot. The only guys who want to legalize pot are the ones that were goofy enough to get busted for it in the first place. And I'd like to say at this time that I am proud to say I don't know anybody that has. If you do, I'd start picking my friends more carefully. I ain't kidding you either. You know somebody that brings that kind of heat down on themselves? You don't need them as a friend. Because you sure as heck don't know what they're going to be bringing over to your house with them when they come to visit someday. Joining Phillips in the effort are such brain surgeons as... Oh, well, this makes sense, because this guy has always been at the fore of all the biting, cutting-edge social issues, Jesse Ventura. Also, comedian, quote-unquote, Bill Maher, and former Clinton Surgeon General Jocelyn Elders, who, she's great. The Marijuana Policy Project claims 15,000 members and 70,000 emails. Look, they've had remember NORML, the National Organization for the Reform Marijuana Laws? Those guys are still kicking around, right? There ain't no legalized dope. They've decriminalized it. Okay. They're never going to legalize the stuff. Not for a long time. Not for another like 80, 90 years. They'll never legalize the stuff in our lifetime. We'll be dead and buried. Believe you me. Phillips, whose initial claim to fame came as a member of the 60s folk rock group, the Mamas and the Papa, launched the campaign with a letter to colleagues in the entertainment industry soliciting support for MPP's efforts to liberalize U.S. Here's their quote. Arresting adult marijuana users does nothing to keep marijuana out of the hands of children. Yes, it does. Busting dealers. But arresting adults does tear families apart and ruins careers. Hey, dopey. You're getting popped for possession. Your career was right on the downside anyway, man. Who, honest to God, who's getting arrested for either possessing it or smoking it? Who? I support MPP because it does the most professional and credible organization that... said Ms. Phillips. Monday, ba-da, ba-da, can't trust that day, ba-da. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, marijuana reform, that's what we need. We need more people walking around in a freaking fog around here, man. We definitely need that. Speaking of walking around in a fog, Sammy Hagar will be the subject of a discussion this hour on the Phil Hendry Show with Eddie Van Halen about Sammy's fascinating account of having been sucked up into a spaceship. And we'll have a Phil Hendry mailbag all ahead. 1-800-449-8686. Kate, hi, Kate.
Yeah? Am I on?
Yes, ma'am, you're on the air.
Oh, I just wanted to ask you a question.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, I wanted to tell you I love your show.
Thank you very much.
I've only been listening to you for about a week.
Uh-huh.
But I find it very interesting.
Do you know what the show's about?
Well.
Are you sort of, it's a kind of, you know, it takes a while.
Oh,
for some people it does.
Well, I mean, I find your points interesting on terrorism and such.
And junk.
Yes.
Okay.
Anyway, I just wanted to know, because I really don't know much about it, being just an average person with an average education, not knowing what really the media is telling us, and...
Well, I mean, you know, when you say average person, those are the people that make up. That's, you know, that's America.
Exactly.
We gotta get our act together here.
Exactly, and that's kind of what I'm saying is that I don't feel like I can trust what the media is telling me.
Well,
as far
You should never trust anything that anybody tells you. Not because they would lie to you, because they could get it wrong.
Right.
Even someone as benign, perhaps, as a good friend saying, hey, did you hear about Sally? Yeah, they found Sally in a Coupe de Ville with some Mexican gang member. And you don't know. You know, you got to kind of check it out for yourself at some point, especially if people gossip, you know.
Right.
So, you know, my philosophy about truth is it doesn't fall into your lap. You have to seek it. And you do that by accessing as much information as you can. And that can come by way of reading books, historical or contemporary, contemporary newspaper accounts of a wide variety, including some that may be of the so-called opposition point of view. You can do that by watching a little bit of broadcast news, but the worst place to get your news and information is from broadcast sources, because they don't have the time to get into the story. They don't want to have the time to get into the story. They got another lawnmower they got to sell, or a chapstick, or something like that.
Right. Well, it's interesting, because I actually called because I heard you talking to somebody who had gotten all their information from watching television. And I found that very...
Well, here's what that guy was saying was, haven't you seen them on TV? They hate us.
Yeah.
Well, you know, you can talk to my very good friend Mr. Newman here, or myself. We know Marines who've returned from Iraq who have talked about the children and the people giving them gifts, who've talked about leading the kids in calisthenics and playing soccer with them, who've talked about the Iraqi people who have helped them restart power stations and help them build roads and have helped them with just, you know, personal favors, transportation, etc. The people that we're seeing on television are a desperate group called Shiite Muslims who don't want what's going to happen in Iraq to happen. And so they're getting a lot of press because it's exciting to show guys shooting guns in the air. It's not exciting to show just some kid walking up to a Marine in the street and giving him a gift.
Right.
You know, it's just, it isn't interesting. So showing a lot of guys pumping their fist in the air is thrilling, and it makes for great television. And it also has the extra added benefit of making some people who aren't too bright believe that the situation over there is just a total atrocity. When in point of fact, it's not, Kate. It's the opposite. It's going so well that the people who are against our helping to restructure Iraq are getting so bloody desperate that they'll do just about anything and everything. They do not want to see Iraq succeed as a country without a dictator. No country in the Middle East has ever been able to do it, and they don't want Iraq to be the first. They've got kings, they got dictators, they got military leaders, but they don't have a people running the show for themselves. Well, it's just not the way it's done over there. Thanks, Kate. 1-800-449-8686. We'll be talking with Eddie Van Halen about Sammy Hagar's trip to Mars coming up on The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Eddie Van Halen joins us. Eddie, how are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Phil. How do you?
Great. Eddie had cancer of the tongue, just to let people know, Eddie.
That's fine.
And so you had part of your... But one of the great guitar players of all time is Eddie Van Halen. Of course, you are planning on reteaming with Sammy Hagar this summer. And...
I'd love to ask you a question before we get into that, then.
Yeah, sure, what?
What do you think about this Al Capa stuff? Do you think that,
Al Capas? What do you mean?
You know the animals that have the Big Mac?
Those animals that look like yaks?
Yeah, they've been advertising them on TV. They have apparently, you can make a lot of money bathing them.
I don't know about Al Capas, whether you can make a lot of bread. What do you want to make? You had enough bread. What do you want to raise Al Capas for?
That just looks interesting, that's all. Something the spare change, you know, like the average income.
Well, I don't know, man. They had got a thing on TV, www.alcapa or so. What do you want to do? You want to get a ranch or something? Have an Al Capa farm?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it because they look very docile and they're a lot of fun. It's very unusual.
Yeah, I'll say it's unusual. Look, I want to talk about Sammy Hagar. What do you mean, Al Capas?
Well, this is all no, if you ever think about it. But they bought it?
No, I've never raised any ostrich. What do you mean? I mean, are you doing okay financially?
I'm doing fine, but I just... excuse me. I guess I want to just think about that.
I don't know about raising yak, Al Capa, or ostrich. I don't know anything about it, man. But you know what? You can look into it if you want to. Look, you know what?
Let's just talk about the... I know you want to talk about Sammy, right?
I do want to talk about Sammy. According to a website, Sammy Hagar has... A website called Blabbermouth is quoting Sammy as saying, it's been a long, long time, but back in about 1968 in Fontana, California, I had this unbelievable experience.
Okay.
I'm a firm believer, and I've seen, have felt, and have been contacted 3 or 4 different times. I've received information that has been valuable in my life from those people, and they've used me. I'm going to sound like a complete nut here, but they have used me in an experimental fashion. The easiest way to put it is that they downloaded my brain information when I was 19.
Sammy said that?
Sammy Hagar saying that, yeah.
Well, they downloaded them with my pen, but like a big blank page.
They downloaded his brain when he was 19. They got a big blank page.
That's right.
Well, according to these guys, well, what do you think about this? I mean, doesn't this frighten you that you're about to go out on tour with a guy who says he was sucked up into a Martian saucer?
Let me explain something, Bill. Back about 1968, I would be younger than Sammy, though.
I know you're younger than Sammy.
But there was an acid going around called Blue Barrel. Remember Blue Barrel?
Blue Barrel acid, yeah.
There are like 4 different kinds of acid. Blue Barrel, Purple Microdot, Orange Sunshine, and Blue Osley.
Blue Barrel, Purple Microdot, Orange Sunshine, and Blue Osley. Now, those were the 4 different acids, what, Sammy was taking?
That's what I think. The bummy baby, your dad's gonna say they got fucked up in the flying saucer. If they take a bump of acid.
Well, I would tend to agree with you, man. I would tend to agree with you.
And the other thing, but here's the thing. They cut the acid back in the baby with methadone.
They cut the acid with methadrine?
That.
And so what did that was like really bad street acid?
Yeah, well, it's a lot of street acid, and you see a lot of something, but then they
Well, I mean, okay, so you think the guy's like permanently damaged or something?
I don't think he's permanently damaged. I just think Sammy, every now and again, I have a flatback, and I have a really bad purple mic about it or something, but you talk.
All right, so Eddie's saying that Sammy is every now and again has a bad flashback on some bad purple microdot that he took. And that the point is, the cat's obviously he's never been. I'm not saying that I believe he went to outer space. I'm just, do you fear for your safety?
Oh, yeah, of course. But
so you do fear that he's going to come at you with a knife some night?
Absolutely.
All right, well, that's great, Eddie. Thanks a lot for being with us. And by the way, I don't think Eddie's got, or Sammy has anything to fear from you. All you want to do is raise Al Capas.
Well, wait a minute. I don't think I've been.
Hey, Mr. Van Halen, I got the information.
Oh, God.
Well, we got the bub.
Well, I got the information about Al Capas. Al Capa is a animal, and they sell them all over the place.
Thanks a lot.
Well, what kind of information is that, bud?
Well, that's all I need to know.
What do you mean that's all you need to know? Get him more information.
Yeah, that's it.
No, that's perfect.
How's that perfect? Al Capas are sold all over the place.
No, it's said by him, the Bengal Papa Bowen.
Yeah, I know. It makes some kind of a specialty fiber. Totals 142. How did we get on Al Capas, man? I'm talking about Sammy Hagar dropping acid, and you're giving me this stuff with yaks.
I think there's probably a lot of money to be made in that mustard juice.
That's what I'm thinking about. The bubble blood to them, the Valerie get my money.
Well, what if I don't care if Valerie got all of your money. What, do you think you're going to hide it from her by raising yaks and Al Capas? You guys are both screwy. Get out of here.
Boy, you know, you...
No, I got up on the right side of the bed. Thank you very much. What a couple of goofballs. Yeah, Sammy, I'd like to talk about, Eddie, I want to talk about Sammy Hagar. And, hey, what do you know about alpacas? They're called alpacas, you idiot.
What is?
There, here it is right here. It's an alpaca. Look at this.
Oh, the alpaca. Bubba.
They ain't alpacas, they're alpacas. Get it out of my life. I've seen those commercials, though. What is it with that? They're trying to be like, hey, a great new opportunity, alpacas. My wife wanted to buy an ostrich farm once. I said, with what? She goes, well, that's that is the problem. But I'd like to buy a steer ranch. That's how we sit around and pretend like we got a lot of bread. My wife will say, you know, I'd like to buy a home in Beverly Hills. Well, I'd like to buy one in the south of France. We'll pretend like we have the money to do it. We're broke. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Man, I am sweating in here tonight. Is the air conditioning? No, it's fine, Mark, but the problem is the studio is so small, we got four bodies we're sharing it with. Are you guys cold or hot in there in the screening room? You're hot?
It's nice.
It's nice? Janice says she's, like, heating up. Anyway, the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD 2003, The Death of Talk Radio. I want to tell you just a little itsy-bitsy teeny bit about it. We sell it for the benefit of my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. And if you purchase it, all the money goes to them, all of the money, all $20 of the CD. The great thing about this year's 2003 CD, besides the fact that it's gut-busting funny, is it's a two-CD set for the price of one. So you get, as last year, you get two CDs for $20. That's $10 a disc. Pretty good deal. You can buy it online at www.philhenryshow.com, or you can call 877-616-7445, 877-616-7445. You've got a credit card, and again, the money goes to my friend's place. And while you're on our website, why don't you pick up a backstage pass that enables you to hear all of the classic radio comedy that we have on our site. In fact, if you're looking to access yesterday's show, you no longer have to go right to the archive section. We have it right on the homepage all 3 hours. So if you missed the show, go on to our homepage. There's hours 1, 2, and 3 ready in real player format or Windows Media. It's the Phil Henry Show, back with our mailbag in a moment.
Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Margaret Gray, the nationally syndicated writer, paid a visit to our show yesterday. Ms. Gray was talking about how sometimes when you do a lot of good work and people don't recognize you for it, you have to draw some attention to you. You have to make people recognize you. You have to, as she put it, stick their faces right into it, even if it means lying about something. So she went to the principal of the school, her son's school, where she does all this volunteer work, and told her she'd been raped. And that got her a lot of attention.
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy gold.
Lady, you've got a problem.
Oh, you know something.
We weren't put on this earth to be conceited and to get a pat on the back.
How do you know why we were put on this earth?
We were put on the earth to do good for the Lord, to follow in His footprints, not
in
to be a Judas.
Footprints or His footsteps?
Both. Not to be a Judas and to turn around and get paid for something. No, I'm not. But I'm listening to you.
All right.
If that's all you feel,
Amy, could you do me a favor? Amy, could you do me a favor and hold on? I just need to take a 30-second break.
Okay.
And we'll be right back with you. This is the Phil Henry Show. Are we clear?
Yeah.
Okay. Amy, you just get on hold for a second, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Margaret?
Yes.
I want you, if you wouldn't mind, to give me your phone number after the show so we can reconnect.
Yeah, but here's the thing. The lady that I'm talking to right now is some kind of a religious nut.
No, I'm not.
No, I don't think she's a religious nut.
No.
She's a woman who is on the line expressing an opinion.
No, she's one of these Jesus freaks.
No, I'm not.
And what I want to do is try to blow through that call as fast as I can. I want to get my book, the book
lady,
signing.
Lady, I'm not a Jesus
I'll be talking
freak.
About the book signing, okay?
Well, the woman that you've got on the line right now, either she's a Jesus freak or she's some kind of a Jew.
No, I'm not.
Margaret, I would hasten to tell you not to talk that way on the air when we get back on the air.
I don't want to talk to some gap-toothed, Bible-thumping, hick bitch.
I am not.
Watch that language when we get back on the air, please. All right, how much time? 30 seconds? We got 30 seconds, and then I want to come back to the call, and we're going to get the name of your book signing, okay?
Yes, but please, if you let me talk to this hick, she's going to...
Just watch the language on the air.
But people like her are going to show up at the signing, is what I'm saying.
No, I wouldn't dare.
We're back at the Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Okay, Amy and Margaret Gray. Amy, go ahead.
Margaret, I heard everything you said. I am not a religious freak, okay? And I'm not a hick. I happen to be a German. And I am just expressing my opinion. I'm a 47-year-old
single parent. Excuse me, I never said any such thing about you.
Oh, yes, you have. I heard you.
Hello.
No, you did not. What? I never. How dare she?
Well, Margaret, during the break, that's what you said.
I heard
how
you.
How dare
I'm
you
not
lie? How dare
I'm
you
not
lie?
A bitch.
You know that Jesus Christ died on the cross so you wouldn't lie?
I'm not lying.
And now you're
you
lying.
You are. You're the
Margaret,
one that's going to live in hell.
I heard you
me.
Say it.
You didn't hear me say it. What do you think I said? I called you a hick?
Yeah, you did.
No, I did not.
I
yes,
not
you did.
Yeah, you did. You called me a bitch, and you didn't want to talk to me because I'm a Jew? I don't think so.
I never said any... How dare you?
Oh,
Margaret,
yeah.
I have to say, during the break, you used those kind of pejorative terms.
Mr. Henry, you will be sued. I never called this woman a Jew.
Yes, you did, during my break.
Yeah, during your break, I heard you.
I thought you had her on hold.
We did.
I was on hold.
Somehow the woman could hear.
I can hear every word on a break.
So
thank
you've got
you.
A German lesbian who's going to slander me, and I don't get to do anything.
Lady, give
thank
me
you.
A break.
All right.
Give you a break. They just had a break, and you can hear everything I said.
Yeah.
Why would I
hello.
Give you another one?
Because you don't want to hear the truth.
Why don't you
go think your opinion
you know
is the only
you know
thing
what?
In that matter?
Why don't you go to the dinosaur and throw a football around? Goodbye.
She thinks her opinion
yeah.
is the only one that matters. I wouldn't sign. I wouldn't even be in line for her book.
I understand. Hold on for a minute. Ms. Gray?
What?
What are you doing, ma'am?
I'm hanging up.
She doesn't even know how to hang up a phone.
She's not...
Do you need help?
What was that, crack?
You don't even know how to hang up a phone? Would you have
how
a old fashioned?
How dare you?
She doesn't know how to hang it up.
Good God, hang the phone up!
She doesn't know how. She's probably using it at the other end of her body because that's how she was raised.
Oh, aren't you so amusing?
Oh, I
well,
know
I guess
I
you
am.
Ought to know about things like that.
Well, that's what these Jewish people do all day, you know? We don't work for a living. We have
look.
To sit around and make up stories
okay,
like you do
look,
to be recognized.
Eva, put your ball mitt on. I think you're up.
Because
she just
you,
hung up.
You
okay.
need a plaque to recognize.
Right.
Well, lady, when you're dead, you can have all the plaques you want.
Batter up.
All right.
And hopefully they'll bury you upside down.
I don't know what that means, but...
So they can use the bat...
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
It's the Phil Hendry Mailbag.
Thank you very much, R.C. Collins. It is the Phil Hendry Show Mailbag. Dear Phil, thanks for supporting our troops when they're in deep crap. God bless all of them and what they and America stands for. Love the show. Hurrah from an old fart in the desert. Roger, Elko, Nevada. Phil, you said something during a recent show about how people aren't born in a certain religion. In a very technical sense, that's true. However, the instant you come out of the womb and as you grow up, you're indoctrinated into whichever religion your parents and or those around you are a part of. It's very unfortunate as kids growing up believing whatever crap they're told, since they have no other way of obtaining the truth or forming other opinions. However, I was raised by my parents, both Catholics, religion neutral. I wasn't forced to believe in any specific religion and was able to make the choice for myself, and I became an atheist. I won't go into the reasons for this, but it has something to do with God killing my puppy dog. No, I'm kidding. He didn't say that. But I am saying that I'm an example of what can happen when you aren't constantly bombarded with believe in God or go to hell, BS from birth. Take from that what you will, James Roman. Hello, Phil. I am listening to Ted Bell having been asked to party in someone's backyard. Well, there's a minor example of Phil imitates life. Here's a minor example of Phil imitates life. I've been invited to BYOB parties, bring your own booze. Then I also started getting invited to parties where you not only bring your own booze, but were expected to bring a dish. What kind of an invitation was that? Someone throws a party and they make the guests bring the food and the drink? How incredibly gauche. Once I was invited to a trim the tree party at Christmas. I got there and they actually expected us to put up their Christmas tree and decorations. The gall. My own stuff needed to be done at home, and there I was doing their work for cookies and punch. Thanks, Anne Marie. Hey, Phil, here's how liberal radio's short life will go. Franken and company will brutally discover that a physical will and desire to fill 3 hours a day with content takes more than just a childish need for vengeance against President Bush. When Al Franken silently realizes he has no such quality, his show will deteriorate into a battling downward spiral of lame-ass, look at the news, feeble attempts at satire, and finally a string of confused brain fart guest hosts. Franken will begin having prior engagements, which prohibit him from hosting, like guest MC for Wednesday night at the Comedy Store. Franken will return to what he does best, writing instant garbage paperbacks like Michael Moore, and spend his year working the Borders, Barnes, and Noble circuit. Liberal Talk Radio will then, I guarantee it, offer you the drive time spot. You would, however, have to move to Boston and give up seeing Bill Handel's inflatable hemorrhoid donuts on every chair. Rob. Dear Phil, please, 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 please. Sincerely, Mary. No, I'm kidding. There's more to it. Dear Phil, please, 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 would you be so kind as to replay the Bobby Dooley bit where she sings the national anthem over Mexican mariachi music? I laughed so hard the first night I heard it, I could barely hold on to my coffee while driving home, and... can I say it? I don't know, can I say it? I could barely hang on to my coffee while driving home, and I ended up hard-boiling my nuts. Thanks again, Mike G. All right, listen, I don't have the bit, but I do have... Janice, I'm going to tell you something right now. I do not agree with this. I don't think it's a good idea. Is Bobby on the line?
I'm right here, Phil. And first of all, I want to make a comment. It was not Margaret, it was me.
I understand that, and that's why we got you. I am against this. I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, you know something, Phil? The fact of the matter remains that we have to bring the Latin people into mainstream America, and that's why I think putting the national anthem to a very fun and dynamic mariachi music would be wonderful. I really do. And I am so angry.
Well, look, I think it comes off mocking. But
Janice says that I can, so that's too bad.
Well, I know she's the producer.
And she said that the person wanted me to do it, so I'm here to do it, okay? I could be with Steve right now, all right? He just put in, what have you got, Steve? Oh, okay. Yeah, he's got the Intruders Part 3.
Okay, we had to edit out that first word. I don't care what porn he's putting on.
Well, I want to do this.
All right, great, but I think it's very insulting.
I think it's wonderful, and I'll let your audience decide. Hi, everybody, I'm Bobby Dooley, and here's how I see the national anthem going, bringing the Hispanic, the newly arrived Mexicans, into the fold. One, two, three. Say, can you see by the dawn's earlier?
See, that's the part I don't dig. It's pretty sad. Yeah, that's right, man. Did you see that at a ball game? Oh, say, can you see... All right, anyway, that's our...
Phil Hendry Show Mailbag!
Phil Hendry Show Mailbag brought to you by Tech of Beverly Hills and the University of Nevada Agricultural Department. All right, 1-800-449-8686, and we'll be back.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Now, news and notes on the Phil Hendry Show. First of all, they're showing the Passion of the Christ in some Arab countries because the word is out that it paints a negative picture of Jews. And as you well know, anytime a negative picture of Jews is painted anywhere, they can't run fast enough to stick it up someplace in the Middle East. Problem is, the Arab leaders are so stupid that they don't realize the film shows Jerusalem at a time in the distant past when there were tons of Jews living there. So it kind of puts to a lie the claim that this has always been Arab land. Kind of a tough one for you guys to figure out. Not that you guys are bright enough to figure it out, but I thought I'd point it out anyway. How dopey can you get? Yeah, let's show the Passion of the Christ because it's so anti-Semitic. Oh, wait a second. Where'd all those Jews come from? They lived there? Yeah, it's kind of a drag, ain't it, man? kind of a drag. The truth hurts, baby. But it's too late now. Can't pull that out of the theaters. And plus, the thing's a smash hit in the Middle East. They're digging it. They're digging every bit of it. I'm going to tell you something. Why should I believe religion's good? Why? Excuse me. How dare anybody say to me that I have to have respect for any religion? I think religion needs to prove itself before I'm supposed to sit there and say, oh, well, excuse you me. Shut my mouth and fan my brow, missus. Mind your skirts. I'm so very sorry that I offended your religion. You know, respect for religion and the need for respect for religion comes from a time when there wasn't any. When there was a persecution of people with religious interest. But, like so many other things in life and in history, the pendulum has swung the other way. And now religion, any religion, I mean, it could be a religion that sacrifices yaks, a religion that believes in skinning cats, a religion that believes in giving marijuana to children. It could be any religion. You're supposed to have respect for it. You can't say anything bad about it. I got to be honest with you. I don't see anything that recommends it, personally. Does that mean that I don't believe in God? No, I believe in God. I think anybody that says they don't believe in God, frankly, is not telling the truth. I think atheists, and that's why I didn't comment on the guy's letter, but atheists are really just people who, you know, God hurt them. Their puppy died or their parents got divorced, and so they said, I'm going to not believe in God ever again. Yeah, that's fine. Whatever you want to do. I believe in God, but religion, why am I supposed to respect any religion? So far, when I look around me at the world's religions, I see nothing to recommend them. Absolutely nothing. And don't call in and tell me about how there's some good Christians and you can't judge all of them by the bad ones, and there's some bad Muslims and you can't judge all of them by the bad ones, and all of this stuff. No. Don't even bore me with that argument. I'm getting a little sick and tired of how the onus is on me to have to just readily accept that every religion is fantastic, and all I got to do is pick up a newspaper and take a look at what people are doing in the name of God. I got a woman who was just put in a nut house because she stoned her kids. Why? It's in the freaking Bible. That's why. I got people who are committing every kind of atrocity in the name of Islam, and I'm supposed to immediately accept that that's just a minority of the people. In other words, what Phil Hendry and the rest of you people out there are supposed to do is we are supposed to just automatically accept that no matter what the religion, whether it's Buddhism, Jainism, the whirling dervishes, or the flying Walenses, whatever your religion, it's automatically good and great and fantastic and keen and neato and swell. And if you see anybody like butchering up babies in the name of it, well, they're just a small minority. Oh, okay. Well, whatever you say, man. Thank God we live in a free country where I can think and say what I want. God forbid you say anything negative about somebody's religion and, oh, my God, you are a racist, you're a fascist, you're a this, you're a that, every name in the book, right? And if you point out some inconsistencies in the behavior of some people, well, the next thing you know, you're the worst thing. You're worse than the worst, man. You're really, really being unfair and wrong. That's what I mean. This is not an impressive generation of people at all. This generation of people, you know, every now and again, generations blow it. Every now and again, you find a generation of people, they're just not up to the task of moving the human race forward. Some just aren't. Not every generation can be great. Not all of them are the lost generation. Not all of them are the World War II generation or the beat generation. Not all of them are the baby boomers, for all of their flash and for all of their big talk, have really found themselves at the crossroads of history totally unprepared to take the handles of history and move the country and the world forward. You know, it was Emerson who once said, "The greatest tragedy in a man's life is that moment comes when he is called upon to do the single thing that he is more talented than anybody else in the world to do, and he's not ready to do it." That's this generation. We spent so much time talking how great we were, 75 million of us, and we were going to do this, and we were going to do that. We were going to change the world. And we have run for cover. I'm telling you right now, I don't see it, man. I'm not impressed at all.
Yeah, well, what are you doing, Hendry?
Hey, I'm just the guy on the radio. Just the guy on the radio. Hey, you know what they say? The truth hurts. And if the truth hurts, it's the truth. I'm just a big mouth on the radio, and big mouths on the radio come and go. You can take from whatever they say whatever you want. But I'm telling you right now, I don't sit here and pander to anybody. And I'm telling you right now, what I am looking at today, from my vantage point, is a generation of Americans that if Pearl Harbor had happened during this time, we would have run for freaking cover. Thank God that it didn't. Thank God it happened to another group of people, not us, because we are a sorry lot. I think those guys in Iraq fighting right now for this country are badly served by the people back here. I think those men and women, the Marines, the Army, the armed forces in Iraq today, are representing a real, I mean, you know what, they had a poor guys, they probably have to cover their faces when they go out for coffee. However, having said all of that, who do you guys like in the NBA this weekend? All right, 1-800-449-8686. I just give you the number in case you're listening tomorrow night, because we're gone.
Paul Harvey.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.